Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many, day 12, as we delve into what the Lord wants to say to us in this 2020 Thrive. And I believe this is a power-packed word from heaven. And I don't say that lightly, because I didn't have in myself and in my own strength anything to bring when I went to sleep last night. But I am very aware that He is our daily bread. Jesus is the bread of heaven. And He is the one that I'm trusting in completely. You don't need another opinion. You don't need another voice. What we need right now is God's voice, is God's right now word coming to us and speaking to us. So I pray today that the Lord will speak and He will minister deeply into hearts in every way. And He is going to set you up for great victories, and great release is coming to you through this message today. So open up your hearts. And Lord, we just open our hearts, our lives, to receive what You would say to us. And Lord, let me be a vessel that simply pours out what You've poured into me, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. I woke this morning. Truly, His mercies are new every morning. And do you know the word mercy in Hebrew? It comes from the root word for womb. And within God's mercy, the rabbis will say, His compassion, His love, His forgiveness, His longing, His protection for His own is as a mother carries a child in the womb, so the Lord carries, nurtures, longs to protect. There's no need for that baby growing to be doing anything but to simply be growing, to simply be trusting. And it's the same for us. The Lord's compassion, His love, His mercies are new every morning. And He wants you to know that He loves you. Just be cocooned in His love, in His protection, in His feeding of you today, in His power for you, in all of His provision. Baby doesn't strive. He wants you to come to that place of rest in Him. For the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow with it this year. Neither does striving increase. We don't want strife, because we were learning a few days ago, when we're striving, when we're in strife, the Bible shows us that it opens the door to every evil work. There is confusion there too. So the Lord is coming, and He wants us to find that place of resting in Him. And then from resting in Him, as we're seeing the reset all around us right now, we are going to be blessed by Him. We'll receive the gift of His blessing. The first thing the devil stole from the children of God, from Adam and Eve, was the blessing. The first thing God did when He created man and woman was He blessed them. He knew we couldn't survive without His blessing. He knew we couldn't thrive without His blessing. And the Lord, through Jesus, He's restored once more all the purpose that God had for us. So let's receive from Him. Let's live in His blessing. Let's not be living in strife and striving and trying to do things in our own strength. Even as I've been learning very powerfully through this word from the Lord to me to go live with 25 messages here, 2020 Thrive. And, you know, the Lord, He is our source. He is our resource. And God is so good, because I woke this morning with a word from the Lord. And what I woke with was, I heard in my spirit, I will illuminate you. And illuminate, eliminate every enemy. The title for today is When I Had Nothing, Illuminate to Eliminate. And we're going to unpack that by the Spirit of the Lord today. I looked up what it means to illuminate. Illuminate means to make something visible or bright by shining light on it, or one having or claiming unusual enlightenment. We are not the usual. We are called God's peculiar people, His royal priesthood. He has made us kings and priests, lowercase kings, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has given us all power and authority. We are his princes and princesses, if you like, on the earth. And the Lord has given us unusual enlightenment. The unusual coming to what would be usual. The super coming to our natural, that we're going to live supernatural lives this year. The extra coming upon our ordinary, that we are going to release God's incredible exponential power through our lives, and we're going to know exponential growth, increase, and miracles released all around us. So illuminate to eliminate. And in this year, the Hebrew year 5785, our year 2025, we know that the number five now means light. Pictorially, it's a window that brings light, enlightenment. And we are right in alignment with what God is saying and doing. When we're in alignment with God, then nothing is impossible for you. I just feel like I'm a voice in the wilderness, crying out for all who will come, just like John the Baptist in the wilderness, all who will come, all who will draw near and hear and receive. The Lord wants to set you up as you receive his word at this time. Remnant, rise. He's going to set you up to rise and shine, as Isaiah 60 says. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I love how it says here, you light, in Psalm 18, verse 28, you light a lamp for me. He is our light. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale, I can climb any wall. You will overcome in all things. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. And the Lord, it says in verse 32, God arms me with strength and he makes my way perfect. He enables me to be sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. The Lord, we're going to see in this word today, the Lord is going to raise you up and set you up. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. That's a bronze bow is one that is unbreakable, great strength. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help has made me great. The Lord has signed greatness for you this year. Rise in his greatness and you're going to know his greatness released in and through you. To illuminate means, as I said, to make something visible or bright by shining light on it. That's the dictionary definition. And for what the Lord showed me is he is going to illuminate you, those who are drawing into him, those who are being faithful and true. He is going to illuminate his own, and he's going to illuminate and eliminate every enemy. With God's light, we're going to see the exposure. We're going to see on the works of darkness an uncovering of all that is gone before, all of the deceptions. I believe we're going to see more and more that uncovering, that unveiling, that revealing that comes with light. And the Lord is going to uncover those works of darkness. He's also going to uncover for you and enlighten you to see those strategies of darkness and schemes so that you don't fall into those pitfalls as you keep leaning into him, as you keep surrendering and you stay in that place of completely trusting him and his word and in the fullness of the Holy Spirit for everything. And the Lord is also in that illuminate to eliminate your enemy. The light is going to be shining on every enemy, every strategy, scheme of darkness. And the enemy's strategies and schemes will come to nothing. Every weapon formed against you will fall before you. And every evil strategy of darkness that comes against you will fall before you in Jesus' name this year. I want to read what the Lord gave me this morning for this word as I awoke. And I love this portion of scripture. Deuteronomy 33, verse 24. God's beautiful promise. May Asher be blessed above other sons. Asher means, and this is God's promise to you too, Asher means happy and blessed. My little nephew, he's named Asher. He is a bundle of happiness and blessing to all of our family. He's only 2 now and absolutely gorgeous in every way. So I love this word and this promise. May Asher be blessed above other sons. Put your name in there. God has great happiness and blessing before you this year. May he be esteemed by his brothers. What the Lord is saying, number one, is you are going to be esteemed. God is going to lift you up so that Christ in you can be lifted up. There's a promotion in the spirit that is coming. You will be reinstated. Those who have stood strong and been faithful and true, those who have been removed from positions and different situations over recent years, just as we are seeing happen naturally, is going to happen supernaturally for many of God's children. We're seeing in America, the January the 6th, those who were arrested, so many of them were good and great Christians and citizens, and the Lord's justice has come in this time of light and they've been released. We've seen how in America there's been an overturning of army and service personnel who lost their jobs because they wouldn't have the COVID vaccine. They've been reinstated, as I said yesterday, with back pay. I'm just seeing the Lord saying what we're seeing happen naturally, let's receive supernaturally and take for your life where you have been one who has stood for truth. Maybe you felt like that John the Baptist, pretty alone, but the Lord is bringing the remnant to you and you are not going to be alone. You are going to rise and shine. God is bringing your tribe to you. God is reinstating, he's exalting, and he's lifting you up. He is going to hold you in his hands because he finds in you one who is faithful and true and one he can trust. Divine turnarounds and overturnings I've been prophesying, as you know, over recent years, and I'm seeing it come to pass in real time. It's your turn in the spirit. Promotion in the spirit. See, hear and receive what the Lord is doing in the spirit and making available to all who will receive in Jesus' name. And we go on here and it says, may he bathe his feet in olive oil. What that represents, to bathe your feet, is to be drenched. Olive oil in the scripture, oil represents the Holy Spirit. Represents anointing. We need the anointing. When we are anointed, then the fullness of the glory of God can come upon us. And the Lord is releasing his glory at this time. Immeasurable, limitless glory of God upon your life. To be bathed and to have your feet bathed in olive oil represents wherever you walk this year, you're going to walk in purity. Before feet could be anointed, they had to first be cleansed, washed, made clean. As we keep yielding into him in that place of surrender, Jesus' purity is all that we need. The blood of Jesus covers us, and then his anointing, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, can come upon us. And everywhere we walk this year, every day this year, God is making available to you and to me, those who will receive his anointing. Let's walk in his anointing. Let's walk into our workplaces, into our business dealings, into every situation, hospitals, in your schools, universities. Walk in his anointing this year. Feet are washed and bathed before the oil is applied. And the Lord would say, fullness, no lack. Flourishing anointing is being poured out upon those, his pure and spotless bride that he is preparing for himself at this time, remnant rise. Verse 25, may the bolts of your gates be of iron and bronze. May you be secure all your days. God is saying you're going to be impenetrable, undefeatable, unmovable, indestructible. That is the faith that is in you. As we've been learning, the same faith that is in Jesus is the same faith that is available to us. And it's going to penetrate and move mountains for you and in society too. I sense the Lord saying, moving, shaking, shifting and lifting faith this year for you. You're going to be strong, Iron and bronze is a picture of strength. And the Lord says, may you be secure all your day. Strengthen your walls, gates, borders and doors, nations. Heed the word of the Lord, and then the Lord will have great protection and security for us in these days. Verse 26, there is no one like the God of Israel. In the King James Version from the Hebrew, it says Jeshurun, which means Israel. Jeshurun is a pet name. It's a loving name that is given to God's own. Oh, how he loves Israel. He has not forsaken her, but he is setting her up and he is making her to be a bright shining light to the nations that will never go out. And Israel and the church, this is our time. The Lord speaks that lovingly over us. Jeshurun, it means, as I would say to my husband, my children, to my nearest and dearest, I often call them, oh, you're my heartbeat. It's like the Lord saying, you're my treasure, you're my beloved, you're my darling, honey. It's a pet name and it's what the Lord is speaking over his own. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, how he loves his mercies, how he cocoons us like a mother. He's the ultimate parent who cocoons and looks after Israel and his own and his children at this time. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. No lengths he won't go to for you. The eternal God is your refuge and his everlasting arms are under you. He drives out the enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. The Lord would say today that he is driving out every enemy before you. See it, before you see it, to see it. It may look like a mess naturally. It may look like all hell is breaking out before you right now. Well, hear the word of the Lord today. He's driving out the enemy before you. That's why it looks such a mess. And he's saying to you, you've been given all authority. Destroy. And how you destroy is by the word of the Lord. What the Lord would say is victory is before you. Take out the sword, the word of the Lord. Destroy every enemy. Come into alignment, whether it's a health situation, family situation, relational, financial, work situation, whatever you're facing, you get God's word for your situation, and then you stand strong in his word. That's your truth, not your feelings, not what you're seeing. You have to see your victory before you see it, to see it and see it through the eyes of faith at this time. Take the sword, the word of the Lord, and take your shield of faith. God's favor surrounds you like a shield, and by the Spirit of the Lord, destroy, whether it's anxiety, whether it's fear, whether it's insecurity. God Almighty is your security. Whatever's coming against your family, and go free. Verse 29 shows us it's the shield of his help, favor, and the sword of his help that saves us. How blessed, verse 29, you are, O Israel. Who else is like a people saved by the Lord? He is your protecting shield and your triumphant sword. There, it's not my words, it's God's word in this promise given to Jeshurun, God's precious heartbeat that is you too. God is saying, he is your protecting shield and your triumphant sword. Your enemies will cringe before you because as you step up and step out, he is all that you need to succeed. And you will stomp on their backs. The King James Version tells us, and you will tread down their high places. I'm going to come back to that. Verse 28. So Israel will live in safety, prosperous Jacob in security, in a land of grain and new wine, while the heavens drop down dew. The Lord is saying, he's making all things new for you. There's newness, there's great prosperity, there's great blessing, and there is his divine open heaven. That's where the safety, security, and blessing is. In this year of light, open heaven, the window. God is opening the windows of heaven and pouring out his blessings, his provision, his power, his timings upon you and upon his church. How blessed you are, O Israel. Verse 29, who else is like you, a people saved by the Lord? The Lord has gone before you. And as we see here, and you shall tread down their high places. In wrapping this word up today, tread down all the high places of the devil's authority and expel the darkness and shine his light high for all to see. Those high places that you tear down, the altars in Bible times, they would raise up altars to other gods. They would institute wickedness and evil on the high places. Well, God is causing us to go to those high places to tear them down. He's given us his authority. And instead of evil masquerading itself as good, and instead of evil portraying itself for all to see on those high places, let God's light, let the darkness be swallowed up with light. As I read that scripture this morning, and you shall tread down their high places, autocorrect, when I typed it into my phone, changed the high to night. That's right. They're dark high places. And we are going to bring the change to the darkness, to the wickedness that is displaying its evil. We are going to bring and replace that with God's light as we arise at this time. Tread them down, trample them under our feet. Greater grace, greater glory, and greater authority is ours in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord is illuminating our lives, and he is going to be eliminating all the evil, all the strife, everything that can come against us and every enemy. And if that enemy right now, your enemy is yourself, if it's your sin, then bring it to him and allow the Lord to shine his light on your life, to illuminate those areas in you that he wants to make right, and to eliminate that enemy sin. He covers it with his blood, and he wants you breaking free from addictions, from wrong habits, from wrong behaviours this year, and that you're going to rise in his power and in his might and be all he wants you to be in Jesus' mighty name. In closing, Psalm 27, verse 1 to 6, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, to devour me, the Lord says, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army encamps against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rises against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to continually inquire of him, to be in his presence, in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. You're in the cocoon of his mercy, of his grace, his protection, in his presence, in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Come to the secret place continually of his presence. This year, he shall set me upon a rock. Our lives are set upon and are going to be built upon, and our families and our churches and our businesses and our careers on Jesus, our rock that is stable and secure. And now my head shall be lifted up, not lifted above the parapet for destruction, but hold your head high. It's Mordecai elevation time. Just as the enemy came to take Mordecai and all the Jews out in the book of Esther, we see that instead it was the enemy that was hung on those gallows that was prepared for Mordecai. And Mordecai, he was lifted high and he was exalted. He was given the king's horse. He was given the king's signet ring. He was given the king's authority. And the Lord, in this divine turnaround and overturnings, he is elevating you. Don't be fearing that, oh, as you raise your head up, as you speak up, as you speak out, as you're his voice, that you're going to, you're raising your head above the parapet for destruction. Instead, you're raising your head above the parapet to reveal Jesus in your life. His truth, his word will go forth in power through you, and you will be elevated to lift Jesus high in Jesus' mighty name. Your head is being raised. You are being lifted up above all the enemies round about me. Just look at President Trump at his inauguration. There's an incredible picture of the fulfillment of the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of all my enemies. There was President Trump speaking out, and all of those who had opposed him and been against him sat and had to listen to what he was bringing to them. Well, God is elevating his children. What you see in the natural, God is doing for his children in the supernatural, for his church at this time. So receive his prophetic right now word for your life and rise and shine in Jesus' mighty name. Take back time, 2020 Thrive. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that's gone forth today. May you accomplish that for which you've sent it in Jesus' name. And be glorified in every way as you thrust the enemy out before us and say, destroy. We arise in your victory through the fullness of your Holy Spirit to give you great glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you next time.